first haste
that's
of the
new.
Day. Good morning. Cool music here. We've heard cool music all morning and every morning because when Victory 91.5 came into existence
37 sounds right.
Okay. There was a genre of music that was popular. and everything was played on tapes. Mm-hmm. And Ray came to the station 26 years ago, 27
years. 28 years ago.
28 years ago. I'll get any of these numbers correct.
It's hard to keep
them. You can let him tell the story.
And began a long journey of praying about the music.
Sure.
And this is obviously more than music, this ministry, but music is a big part of it, and you'll hear artists that you never hear anywhere else.
Yeah.
And that's what's one of the cool things about this ministry. And next week, you'll have an opportunity to partner with this minister.
This minister.
Victory. I just got some coffee. I need it.
Yes.
On Victory Partner Days. And so we're praying about that. As we continue to talk about the Feast of Tabernacles.
Well, we're going to count the cost now. We're still talking about light, all right? Because that's really huge in this feast. And we're talking about this to help you walk and live this out. Feast of Tabernacles is certainly about the millennium. It's about the time we'll spend with Jesus. It was about his resurrection and that time on the earth. But more than anything, it is about our daily life on the earth now, too. All right? So what's the point of the fall feasts? For repentance, obviously, for Rosh Hashanah, then 10 days of awe and Yom Kippur. And then celebration for the feast. The tribulation is during the 10 days and the rapture. So all of that is that kind of focus. So when you've arrived to where we are now, you're stepping into the Feast of Tabernacles. We're talking about, if you look at it in the end times, what's coming when each one of these parts, the tribulation will have happened, that time of those who have taken the mark of the beast, judging them. So those who have taken the mark of the beast at that point, they're destroyed. Mm. But there will still be sinners on the earth who did not take the mark, but that do not have their names written in the book of life. And so they're not transformed to reign with Jesus in the millennium. They don't go in the rapture. None of that happens. They're not glorified. They don't shine. They're alive, so to speak, but just alive. And so they're that 1,000 years on the earth or however long until they either come to Jesus or die. But we talked about this a little bit during, I think, Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. I can't remember which one. But it's this concept of darkness and oil. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth. Thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. This is one of the pictures of the millennium, because those who are the saints, all right, so they're on the earth, but they're in glorified bodies. So we're looking very different from everybody else. And these are the ones who are to judge and to rule and to reign over that 1,000 years. So one day when that trumpet sounds, darkness will descend. Now, this is before the millennium. It'll be our time to begin to shine. And that trumpet blast is to remind us, are we filled with oil? Are we filled with oil? Are we shining? Are we shining? And there's this wonderful story we shared at Rosh Hashanah, which is Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, now think about this, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. What is it? Give us some. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. So give us some, buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. So oil causes the lamps to light up. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit illuminating the Word of God. What's the point, though? Cost, count the cost. Jesus said, buy from me. Sometimes he said, come to me and I will give you. But in this case, it's buy from me. Revelation to the churches, he said, buy from me. The 10 wise virgins, he said, needed to buy oil from him, not from people, but from him. So there's a very distinct difference of this conversation he's having. Because sometimes just come to me and I'll give to you. But these are very different. And they should have counted the cost, but they didn't. They were cast into outer darkness. Between the first fruits and Pentecost, they are commanded to count the cost. That's 50 days until Pentecost. Now, that's not a coincidence. In parables and shadows, always look at the verbs. Jesus stayed on the earth for 40 days before he ascended and then said, wait for Pentecost to receive. See, that's a shadow. That's counting. That's the focus. See, they were just thinking they're counting days, but no, he was preparing them because they were going to have to count the cost. You don't have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to be saved, but he wants you to be filled. He wants you to be full of him so you can shine your light, which requires oil. He said darkness is going to come on the face of the earth, so he knows you will use up your oil. It's how it works. So he says, buy from me, come to me, get full, be filled. Revelation chapter 4 to the church in Laodicea, I know your deeds, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say I'm rich, I've acquired wealth, and you do not need a thing, but you do not realize you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I cancel you too. Buy from me. Again, same concept. Gold refined in the fire so you can become rich. White clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness. Salve to put on your eyes so you can see. They didn't count the cost. You have to buy from Jesus, not from man. There will be many full pews the day after the rapture because they spent their time only trying to buy from man instead of Jesus.
Wow.
It's all about spending time in his presence to be filled with him. So, like Moses, we glow when we return to the world. The Lord expects light from his people. Hear that? The Lord expects light from his people. The light of God in our lives comes from the Holy Spirit, which causes ministry to happen in the lives of believers. Burning oil produces light. If we're spiritual virgins, because we're betrothed to Jesus, we ought to bear his light in this dark world. Still, he's told us that some virgins will not have the wisdom to do it. So it is a warning to us, a warning not to quench the Spirit, but to be filled with him and to be light to the world and the light of the world. Very crucial part. Now, so much of this is just about joy, 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 but there is a serious aspect of light and darkness in this feast.
Wow. Wow. Great stuff. Feast of Tabernacles. Go to the Rise and Stein Facebook page. Click on the link or go to victory.radio. Click on the blog. Follow along a couple more segments this morning with Ray Haynes. And next week, it's Victory Partner Days. As a long time